On today's show, Elon Musk says Tesla won't make a profit until 2020. Hyundai already has a redesign of the new Sonata in the works, and Lincoln refreshes the MKX. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for January 14th of 2015. Last year, Tesla's stock price grew by nearly 50%, but yesterday, it took a bit of a tumble. That's because CEO Elon Musk said the automaker won't be profitable until 2020, when he expects sales to reach 500,000 units. Last year, the company only sold around 33,000 Model S sedans. Musk also said that by 2025, Tesla will be producing, and I quote here, a few million cars annually. That includes the Model X SUV, which will be launched later this year, and the lower-priced Model 3, which is expected to go on sale in 2017. Last year's sales of the Sonata were up 6.5% compared to 2013, but with an all-new vehicle, that wasn't good enough for Hyundai. So the automaker is already planning a redesign of the model that was on the shortlist for Car of the Year. The problem that Hyundai cites is the styling. It's just not as distinctive as the Sonata that came before it, which was the first vehicle from the automaker to crack the 200,000 units a year mark in the U.S. The redesign will most likely come with the mid-cycle refresh for the 2017 or 2018 model year. And still to come, Volvo introduces new variations of the S60 and XC90.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Back in 1997, Volvo introduced the cross-country trim line as an all-road option for some of its vehicles. And now it's bringing the trim back with the S60 Cross Country. As you can see, the ride height has been raised compared to the sedan. It gets a few more rugged design cues, and it's said the vehicle will have the same capability as the previous Cross Country vehicles. The brand also showed off a sporty version of its all-new XC90 called the R Design. A choice of 2-liter 4-cylinder engines will be available with a top-of-the-line 400 horsepower plug-in hybrid version on tap. As well as some sporty exterior trim pieces, the R Design will also get more race-like seats wrapped in soft leather. Look for the Cross Country, R Design, and a long wheelbase version of the S60 to hit the market in the second half of this year. And coming up next, Honda announces plans to expand its lineup of green vehicles, and Lincoln introduces the new MKX.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work, Dow.
Lincoln revealed a refresh version of the MKX in Detroit. The SUV gets similar design cues to the popular MKC, and it's now available with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost V6 from the new F-150 that will be mated to a 6-speed automatic transmission. It also comes with an upgraded suspension, chassis, and body structure components to help improve ride and handling. Plus, it comes with new safety and amenity features. The new MKX goes on sale this fall in the U.S. and later will be sold in overseas markets, including China, the Middle East, and South Korea. Honda announced plans to introduce more fuel-efficient vehicles. In addition to its fuel cell vehicle, by 2018, the company plans to have a new plug-in hybrid model, a new pure electric vehicle, and expanded use of its 2- and 3-motor hybrid systems. Honda also announced that it will introduce a new 4-cylinder VTEC turbo engine by the end of the year. That engine will be built at the company's facility in Ohio. Hey, do you want to learn more about what's happening on the supplier side of the business? Well, then tune in to our Autoline Supplier Symposium today and tomorrow. John will be interviewing executives from a number of suppliers on the floor of the Detroit Auto Show. That's today and tomorrow starting at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on our website, autoline.tv. But that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.